Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2 and FY24 conference call of Blue Engineering Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Prakash Ladde, Chairman from Blue Engineering. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Very good morning to you all. Welcome to Madam Earnings Conference Call for Blue Engineering Limited for the second half and full year concluded on March 31st, 2024. It's a pleasure to have you all here. We appreciate your presence here today. Joining us on this call with me, Mr. Rohan Prakash Ladde, Managing Director, and Mr. Yogesh Dereker, Chief Financial Officer, and our investor relations team from the Adfactors PR. Prior to this call, we have uploaded the updated presentation. I believe you have had the opportunity to go through it. Being our first phone call, let me start by giving a brief introduction about the company. Our company was established in 2011 and has gained its foothold as a leading design manufacturer of process equipment for pharmaceutical, specialty chemical, and agrochemical. Today, Blue Engineering Limited manufactures a special range of filtration, mixing, drying equipment, specially used in pharmaceutical, sterile applications, intermediate compounds, fine chemicals, agrochemicals, pesticides, insecticides, dyes, and food industries. About the products, especially, Blue Engineering has total nine product categories, out of which six belong to the dryer category and the rest are filters in its portfolio, with each of them having multiple uniquely designed features which are tailor-made as per the requirement of our client. We are one of the industry-leading manufacturers of this kind of equipment. Before we delve into our financial performance, I would like to take a moment to reflect on the remarkable journey that has brought us to where we stand today. My association with the engineering industry dates back to 1974 when me and my esteemed colleague, Mr. Kokrale, laid the foundation of our partnership firm. My name is Bifront Engineering Works. Subsequently, in 2011, we graduated to create a BW Engineering Limited. In 2018, I assumed full control of the company. Subsequently, in 2016, Blue was officially registered as an authorized ASMEUR stamp manufacturer. This credential reaffirms our dedication to excellence and positions us as a trusted partner for the client worldwide seeking the assurance of ASME-certified products. We successfully completed our IPO and listed the NSE-SME Emerge platform on 2nd September 2021, achieving a humble milestone in our journey. We export our tailor-made equipment to Japan, Germany, Israel, Canada, Russia, Brazil, Indonesia, and Malaysia, Thailand, and Bangladesh. We committed to expand our presence in this emerging vibrant market. Our recent achievement, delivering and installing a state-of-the-art continuous fluid bed dryer machine to remote domestic client underscores our commitment to innovation and meeting client need. In addition to that, we successfully delivered a twist-lock kit bayonet-actuated new filter dryer. This we call it ANFD in short form. Machine to prestigious international client in pharmaceutical sector of Thailand and rotary vacuum paddle dryer RAPD. We call it RAPD machine with a capacity of 20 KL to reputed domestic client based in India. We are proud to announce that we are the largest manufacturer of this complex equipment in the country. Recent, after a thorough audit, SABIC subsidiary of Aramco approved our facility and an order has already been executed and dispatched. The validations of the essence of this SME code further solidifies our reputations for maintaining the highest standard of the quality and compliances. Additionally, we have secured the substantial order from the Aditya Birla Group in Thailand, marking a significant step forward to in our global expansion effort. This massive equipment is one of the largest of its kind, having a diameter of 4.5 meter diameter and having a process capacity of 25 kiloliters, weighing of 40 tons of each. We close FY24 with an order of booking of around 70 crores to be executed over the period of 6 to maybe max 7 months. Talking about the outlook, the presentation of the process equipment is very low currently. Europe is very costly and never played any role in supplying to India. Government regulations is started for process equipment and surely we will see an uptick in this industry as well. Agrochemical and specialty chemical really growth drivers is here. We are putting in all the efforts to ride a path of high growth trajectory for the next 3 to 5 years and establish ourselves as a formidable design and manufacturers of process equipments on the global platform. At the same time, are working towards to improving our gross margin and EBITDA margin by increasing the portfolio of the product involving customized design and enhancing the niche products basket. I think it's whatever I have given, maybe you will understand well. And now with this brief, I would like to hand over to Mr. Yogesh Darekar for the financial performance of the company. Thank you, sir. Yogesh.
Hello.
Yogesh.
Yeah. Mr. Darekar, you can go ahead, please.
Yeah. Good morning to everyone. Coming to our half-yearly financial performance, revenue from operations for the half-year was rupees 5520 crores in H2 FY24 as against rupees 57.90 crores in half year financial year 23. EBITDA excluding other income was at rupees 15.72 crores in H2 FY24 as against 7.09 in H2 FY23, leads to an increase of 121.69% year-over-year basis. EBITDA margin was at 28.48% as against 12.24% year-over-year, increase of 1624 BPS. Profit after tax stood at rupees 9.38 crores in H2 FY24 compared to rupees 3.61 crores in H2 FY23. Year-on-year increase of 155.42%. PAT margin was at 17% as against 6.34% year-on-year basis, increase of 1066 BPS. Earning per share stood at rupees 32.22 in H2 FY24 compared to rupees 14.24 in H2 FY23, year-on-year basis, increase of 126.26%. Coming to our full year financial performance, revenue from operations for the year ended was rupees 120.76 crores in FY24 as against ₹105.61 crores in FY23. Year-over-year increase of 14.35%. EBITDA excluding other income was at ₹23.91 crores in FY24 as against ₹14.53 crores in FY23. Increase of 64.56% year-over-year basis. EBITDA margin was at 19.80% as against 13.76%. Year-over-year increase of 604 BPS. Profit after tax was ₹13.56 crores in FY24 compared to ₹7.32 crores in FY23. Year-over-year increase of 85.14%. PAT margin was 11.23% as against 6.94%. Year-over-year increase of 429 BPS. Earning per share stood at ₹46.56 in FY24 compared to ₹28.38 in FY23. Now I am happy to open the floor for any questions you may have. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Ajay Kumar Surya from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Mr. Surya?
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Can you use your handset mode, please?
Yeah, I'm using the handset. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, my question is, can you provide me the reason for such rapid huge expansion of gross margin? What led to this rapid expansion of gross margin? What were the possible drivers for this? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you just repeat the question?
No, my question is on the gross margin.
We are not able to hear you properly, Mr. Ajay Kumar.
Yeah, I'm not able to hear properly. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, sir. My question is on the gross margin, sir. In last S1 FIC, our gross margins were 20%, but now it has moved up to 40%. So, what were the reason for this expansion of gross margin?
I'll tell you. See, we have got certain jobs where the more the technical involvement is there in design. Okay. And there we have to charge more for that, and that is why you feel that is that the margin has been increased.
So, sir, going forward, these margins are sustainable, or whatever are the possible sustainable margins in our business?
Yeah, of course. We have, of course, there's no doubt about it.
So, sir, going forward, will we able to achieve 40% kind of gross margin and convertibly?
Yes. Of course. See, we have right now we are holding very good jobs. We are having more design involvement. We are getting very good price into that, and of course, this margin is going to get increased.
Got it.
Basically, I think this view is basically a design-based company where the maximum kind of design has been taken care of for the client requirement. That is why we are getting the big orders where we are having good price, we can able to quote, and people are ready to pay that much price to us.
What? Can we, question is on, can you provide me the current order book and how much time will it take to execute and how
Hello?
Much we are... Hello?
Yes, Rohan, I just want to ask Mr. Rohan to answer on this. Rohan?
Yes.
Just answer these questions.
Yes, can you repeat it?
Yeah. In current order book, the timeline for its execution, and how much order are we going to book in for this current year? I mean, any expectation on that?
Current order book, whatever we have right now, the 70 crores, and that execution time is of around 6 to 7 months for that, particular 70 crores orders. And going ahead, we are expecting another at least minimum of 75 to 80 crores orders coming up, going to come up in the future for this current financial year.
Sir, so are we having any order pipeline currently, or?
Yeah. There are many orders under pipeline right now, and many under discussion stage and negotiation stages. So definitely, we are looking to book more and more orders now.
But these orders are from domestic market or from the export market?
I would say around 70% to 80% are from the domestic market, and somewhat around 20% or 30% would be from the international market, export market.
Got it. And sir, one last question on the, you mentioned that
sorry,
order has been completed and
yes,
you already
yes.
dispatched order. Sir, can you just
yes.
provide me the order which we have dispatched, the size of the order and the type of equipment? And going forward, how much bigger revenue are we expecting from Aramco itself?
Okay, the SABIC you are saying, right? Correct.
Yes.
The SABIC
yes.
one. So you want to know the value of the order which we dispatched?
Yes, correct.
The value which we dispatched, it was for a R&D plant in India. So it was having a small value of 1 crore, not big value though. But it was manufactured in exotic material. So even though the value was 1 crore, but the equipments of very very small size. Means I would say it was a kilo lab equipments. So that helps Aramco to start a few products over here, do the R&D of those products, and then further going ahead, they will be scaling up those products, for which they have already taken a lot of offers from us for their commercial models, which are very big in size. so that we are expecting to come up maybe in the second half of this year.
How much is any quantum on the size? Like we are expecting maybe 10 crores, 20 crores, 50 crore kind of number from Aramco fabric.
Whatever right now we are in discussion with them, that will be roughly valued around 4 to 5 crore coming up, at least for what is in the requirement going on. But we are registered as a global vendor to them, so we are expecting that we will be getting a lot of requirements from their other regions also, from the other plants also worldwide. Sorry.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Ayush Agarwal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rohan, sir.
Hello.
Good morning. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir, you're audible. Good morning.
All right. Sir, my first question is that, you know, in the last 1 year, we have raised close to 100 crores. So
yes.
If you can help us understand that, you know, how we have already used and plan to use this 100 crores and, you know, how it will benefit the company. That is my first question.
The first raise which we did was of around 21 CR. So that has helped us majorly to help in our working capital. And also to have a capex of around 10 CR for that. So that first 21.7 CR went over there. And the second round which has come up right now of I think 55 CRs, that is basically will be helping us to clear up the creditors also. And it will help us in setting up the new manufacturing unit which are taken up right now. And also in helping us in bringing down the cost of our purchases, so that all this the mother or whatever the funds are raised is going to help us in all these things.
Okay, and we did another round, right? The third round.
Hello? Yes. I think in third of
Yeah.
third round, I think was of 15 CR. Sorry, well, you know, second round, third round was of 55 CR. The second round was of 15 CR was there, but that has not completely come to us. From that, I think only 3.75 CR has come to us till now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sir, what I wanted to understand is that, given we wanted to manage our working capital better and we already expanded our, manufacturing facility. So,
Yes.
I wanted to understand that how will our inventory take, inventory be like going ahead? Because one major thing in our business is that we have to store a lot of product because of our manufacturing downtime, and we take longer lead times to manufacture one single equipment, which we wanted to bring down. So, given this fundraise and, expansion that we have done, how can our inventory look like going ahead with growth?
Definitely with whatever has come up right now, the inventory will go down. Right now it is much on the higher side. And I think the reason you very well know, I think as you only told, the cycles are very high on the higher side. And also we last year, what we did, whatever revenue we did last year, in that 50% revenue has just come from exotic metal equipments. And for exotic metal equipment is something that like those exotic metal is not manufactured anywhere in India. So we have to import those metal and not just import, we have to book that material at least prior 5 to 6 months. To book that, so it creates a huge inventory at our end. When you are working for those particular exotic metal equipments. So that's why the inventory you will find it on the higher side. But going ahead, yes, it will come down because of the cycles. Because earlier our production cycles were up around 8 to 9 months. So the inventory was getting held up for too long over there. But now with the new facility coming in and the funding coming in, the purchase is going to get streamlined. Earlier purchase also was not getting streamlined because there was fund shortage was there. So that is going to get streamlined now. And also with the new facility coming, the production cycles are going to come down to 4 to 5 months now. So automatically the inventory ratios will come down slowly then in this year.
Understood. And sir, given the new facility, like the adjoining land that we have taken and expanded there, what will be the top end potential now, and with the funds raised also, after this expansion, and how many years do we plan to achieve that?
See, whatever this expansion has taken up right now, that unit, that manufacturing unit will take up at, will be ready mostly at the second half of this year. So currently, because it is right now the construction work is going on over there. So whatever revenue that will come from that unit, that will be in the next current financial year. That impact will show the next financial year only.
Okay, and until that time, I'm guessing our manufacturing cycle will not come down as much as well.
No. That is going to keep on running as it is right now. That won't come down.
Okay. And sir, next question is, on the export opportunity and growth, what kind of, opportunity do you see in export, and what numbers do we plan to target in the next, 2, 3 years from the export markets only?
Export, I think last year we did a pretty good export. So this year also we are having a very good order from Aditya Birla Group, Thailand. So they have already placed us an order value of around 12 CR this year. So we will be in the first half of the financial year, we will be delivering all those equipments. And also, we are currently in discussion, as you we are in discussion with Aramco. And also, we executed one of the orders for Evonik in India. And we have some requirements going up for the Singapore plant as well right now. And another few discussions are going in some in the part in Canada region also. So that from there also we are expecting a business of around at least around 8 to 10 crores in the next half of the financial year. Going ahead, yeah. Also Bangladesh is also we are expecting to maybe in the next couple of financial year to start the expansion for the new plants as well.
Okay. Because we were very bullish on Bangladesh, and any updates there that you know why are we not pushing our sales force over there right now?
No, we are pushing over there, but the expansions they are going to take up in Bangladesh are more related with the government. They need to have their approvals from the government, and once they go get those, then only those projects will go on the floor. That is, and little bit of what I see is that Bangladesh is little bit slow in their approaches as I compared with India. It does because last year also when they executed the Bangladesh order, for that order we had been literally waiting for almost around 1 to 2 years. It took time for them to bring on the expansion and then place the orders to the manufacturers. I think this time also, maybe next half of the financial or maybe in the next financial year, I'm expecting it to happen.
Understood. Sir, final question from my end, then I'll come back in the queue, is on the order book. You mentioned that 70 crores order book, you will take 6-7 months to execute.
Yes.
Sir, this year we did around 120 crores. Are we not looking at that 25-30% growth? Or, you know, if you can tell us how are we thinking about growth for the next 2 years, given that in the next 6 months we'll do only about 70 crores?
Next 6 months, yeah, whatever right now order book is around 6 or 7 months. Nevertheless, we are also expecting more and more orders, because a lot of discussions are on the pipeline. A lot of negotiations are going on currently. That will definitely help us to increase our order book. We are expecting somewhere to reach nearby 150 by the end of this financial year.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you, and I'll come back in.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. Just a clarification, what you just mentioned, 150 crores is the execution you're expecting in FY 2025, or is the order book, year-end order book, status that you want by FY 2025?
We are expecting the execution near to that.
150 crores of execution we are expecting. By year-end, what is the order book we are expecting to stand, the starting order book for FY 2026?
It should be somewhat around 50 crore at least to start with.
50 crore of order book. Because you mentioned currently we have got 70 crores order book and order inflow of about 75 crores-80 crores. That
Yes.
means 150 crores of execution.
Yes.
You need more order inflow to have that order book of by year-end, right?
Yeah, this year end, as I told, we are almost half stage, we are there right now. As I told, there are many orders coming, many discussions are going on, many orders are under negotiation. I'm expecting more and more orders coming as the months go by. That is why I'm able to say that figure to you of 150 crore, because I'm seeing the market is there, the market is growing right now, and I can see those orders coming in the coming months.
Fair. What EBITDA margin we are looking at in this year, FY 2025?
I think what last year we did, we would be similarly to that percentage only we'll be looking to achieve that EBITDA margin.
20%.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah. You're audible, sir.
Yeah. I think the EBITDA what Rohan has told right now, we will be slightly. This year we are having around.
19.8% for the entire year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 20% EBITDA margin we are looking at in FY 2025.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. We'll be looking at the same margin in this year as well.
Okay. Ideally that means the second half EBITDA margin that we have seen at 28.5%, so we'll see a decline. Even we'll see a decline would largely be led by gross margin, right?
Yes. Mainly the whatever you saw the 28% EBITDA in the second half last year was because because of the funding which came in the later part of the year. So that helped us to book more and more orders and to streamline our purchases also, which was not there in the first half of the last year. So that has helped us to increase our margins. That's why the EBITDA was much higher in the second half of the last year.
Okay, but ideally that funding will still be available for you in FY25 also, right?
Yes, it will be. Yes, but I don't want to just hype the figure right now. We can end up to that figure also. What we have done, what you said, 28%. But I would like to keep it to 20% as of now. We might go 22% somewhere nearby 28 also. But as of just to stay on record, I would like to keep it 20.
So 20 to 22% might be a decent range one can work with, right?
Yes.
Understood. And just one last thing, I think you, in your opening statement, you mentioned that we expect a very high growth trajectory for the next 3 to 5 years. So do we have any kind of CAGR growth that we are looking at, or any vision of reaching a certain top line level in 3 to 5 years?
Sorry, I didn't hear your question. Can I repeat?
Yeah, so I was just trying to ask that you mentioned we expect a high growth trajectory for the next 3 to 5 years, right? So we have any kind of CAGR growth we might look at over next 3 to 5 years, or any top line vision, aspirational revenue that we want to reach in 3 to 5 years?
See, currently what was the issue was we were short on space, short on funds. So we were not concentrating much on the other products also. We have a very good product range of our equipment, what we are doing. If you compare us with our other competitors also, we have a very good product margin. So we were not concentrating on other products also that much because of the space issue and the funds issue. And the fund issue also. But now all this coming in, we have started to concentrate on the other products also more and more. And we have started to grab those orders for those other equipments also right now. And not only that, we have started approaching a lot of customers on a turnkey basis also. Even though our core products are filters and dryers, but still there are many other process equipments which are there in the line, which are required with lot many customers. So that process line also we are trying to get at our end also. So that helps us to increase our revenue also much higher. And also, looking at the exports also, we are trying to expand our export market also. We are trying to penetrate right now the African region. So we will be visiting one of the persons visiting from there and in coming months at our plant. So we are trying to, because we are expecting a growth from that region also coming in. So looking at the export also, it is going good. And also we are into development of some of our new products like the continuous dryer, continuous filtration system. So that will also open up few more other equipments also for us. So that is definitely going to help us to achieve that going ahead in 3-4 years. It will help us to achieve those targets. So down the line, if you say by maybe by FY27, we are looking to target at least around 300 CR.
Okay, that's fair. And just one last thing, who would be our key peers?
Sorry, who?
Who would be key competitors for us?
Key competitors, I think, at HLE Glasscoat and GMM Pfaudler.
I missed it. Your voice was not. Can you just repeat, sir?
It's HLE Glasscoat and GMM Pfaudler.
Okay. Understood. Okay, I think that's it from my side. All the very best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from the line of Keshav Arlalka from BHH Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rohan and Ladi sir, Prakash Ladi sir, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to ask questions on the maiden con call of BW Engineering. I'm very passionate about the company. Thank you so much, sir. So, our revenues are flat for the last 3 years. For FY21-22, our revenue was 99.41 crores. For FY22-23, our revenue was 106.29 crores. And for FY23-24, our revenue was 121 crores. So, are we guiding on 150 crores for the current year as revenue as what we could achieve? And will the I've already got the EBITDA margins 20 to 28% in the vicinity. So are we guiding on 150 crores? And what could we look at for FY 2025-26?
Yeah, currently we are looking to target 150 CR only this year. And going going ahead, yes, as I told in my last answer only, that by FY 2027 we are looking to target around 300 CR.
Got it. Thank you. Now, I want to understand why has the cost of materials dramatically come down in the second half? Is it because we've got the funding and we're buying directly from manufacturer versus buying from a third person earlier? And the production cycle has also come down from 6-7 months to 4-5 months. So can you comment on that, please?
Can you repeat? Sorry.
My first question is, why has the cost of materials come down in the second half of this year, year ended 31st March, versus the cost of materials? Our cost of materials is 80% versus 89% for the earlier years. So why has the cost of materials come down? And what is the progress on capacity expansion?
See, the cost of material has come down because earlier we were purchasing the raw material mostly on credit basis, and our delivery production cycles were also on the higher side. So the inventories were pretty much on the higher side, and so but right now all the funding coming in, all the new space coming in, we are streamlined our purchases and we are directly approaching the manufacturers for the purchases. So that has brought down the cost of our purchases, and also that has helped us to bring down our production cycles also with the new place also coming in. So that has streamlined our production cycle. So the inventories have also gone down pretty, it's going to go down slowly. So that has helped us to increase our margins. And also, as I told last year, we did 50% of half exotic metal work only. This year also we are targeting the same way. And for that, we have already went on ahead and booked a lot of exotic metals so that and that too at a very, very low cost. So that low cost will be showing up in our margins right now.
Got it. So can you comment on the progress on capacity expansion, and are we going to also have a capex too going forward, because you're looking at 300 crores of sales in the next 2-3 years. So this is capacity one, which is coming on stream, I think, in the second half of current year. So can you comment on capacity capex one and capex two?
Yes, the facility coming in, definitely that will help us to achieve that 300 CR revenue going ahead in the coming 2-3 years, definitely. And definitely, yes, capex one is only on the floors right now. Capex two, as of now, we are not planned anything. Going ahead, we will see what are the needs comes in. We will plan for that then.
Got it. Now, so I just want your comment on process equipment versus glass line reactors, because we are into process equipment and our nearest competitor, HLE Glasscoat, is into process equipment and glass line reactors. So why are we choosing only to be in process equipment and not be in glass line reactors? What are your thoughts on this? Can you comment on this, please?
Can you also comment
on our unique product offerings which our competitors are not offering, like a continuous mixer dryer or anything like that, which is unique to BW Engineering?
I should not be commenting about GLRs, because we don't compete on those products with HLE and GMM. We are mainly competing with them for the process equipment only. So I would like to speak on the process equipment part only. With them, wherever we compare to the process equipment, we have a very, very big product range if you compare us with HLE and GMM for the process equipment. HLE, GMM hardly manufacturing one or two type of dryers, whereas we have a range of around 8 to 10 filters and dryers. So that because of that, we are able to generate more business of process equipments as compared to HLE with only those two equipments. And we have more scope also with other equipments. So that definitely that is what makes us different from them. Yeah. Also, as a process equipment company, we are created and introduced many equipments which were industry first in India. Because of that, we could achieve this because of our in-house design capabilities also. And most of our equipments are comes with a very, very good value-added benefits also.
Got it. Got it. Now, my question is that our equity capital after the we have warrants where we've got received 3.75 crores and the balance 11.25 crores is yet to come in. So, post the warrant money coming in, our equity capital would be around 3.35 crores. And we qualify to go into the main board from September 2024 onwards because minimum 3 years is needed to be in the SME segment. So, post the warrant money coming in, we need to increase our, we need a 10 crore capital to qualify to migrate to main board. So, will we be looking at a bonus issue of 2 bonus shares for 1 share post the warrant money coming in? Can you comment on this, please?
I won't be able to comment on this main board at particularly this time. Maybe later on one-on-one we can have a discussion on this later on.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for a wonderful set of numbers. Thank you so much, Rohan. Thank you so much, Prakash.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yokia Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the international market. So do we see any Chinese competition in the international markets?
International market, yes, competition is there. But again, if you compare the Indian equipments with the European manufacturers, the cost is huge for them. So practically, they are not able to compete with us because their margins are different than what we work with them. So they are not able to compete. Like, just to give an example, D-Diet, which is there in India from past many years, but still they are not able to grab those sort of business what we are able to do it. And same with the exports also, because the margins are so huge. So if you go in other part of the world, like the Asian, either the African region or the Asian part, those regions are more intended to buy the equipment from India or from China. But again, what has happened for post COVID, it is more they are inclined towards India only.
Okay, fair enough. And my other question is regarding our raw materials. So what are our raw materials like in proportionate terms?
Basically, what we need is stainless steel and exotic metals. We work in these two particular steels only. And we are doing 50-50% for both of these metals right now.
So in value term, what is the proportion of stainless steel?
Value-wise, it's very difficult to put in, but just to give a rough idea, like if you purchase a stainless steel metal, it will cost you somewhat around 300 rupees per kg, like that. Whereas if you go for exotic metal, it will cost you somewhat around 400 per kg. So that's the difference.
So in our raw material mix, what is the proportion of stainless steel and exotic materials? Like any rough idea?
Like if you say in an equipment, whenever we build an equipment, so in that equipment, the pricing wise, the steel part, either it will be a stainless steel equipment or it will be an exotic metal equipment, like that. So if you go, the raw material part is mainly 70% of our pricing. 70% is what the steel prices is there in that equipment.
Okay, so we see a decline in raw material prices in last 1 year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what was the proportional benefit from raw material price decrease in our margin? Like, can you give basis point term?
I don't think so. Whatever the market has gone down, the raw material pricing has gone down, but that doesn't help us in increasing our margins, because customers are also aware of those decline in the prices. So they also expect us similarly to bring down our prices also. What helps us to increase our margins is immediate buying. Like earlier, as I told you, we used to buy on credit terms. So our buying price was higher, and right now we are buying on cash terms. So the pricing goes down for us. So that helps us. Steel prices going down doesn't help us much because it's fluctuating a lot. Some days it will go down, again it will increase, it will go down, again it will increase. So it all depends on the nickel. It all depends on the nickel. If the nickel is up, it will go up. If it's down, it comes down. And anyways, we are working on so big size. So we have to keep a lot of stock also. We just can't do on order-to-order terms and take the material, purchase the raw material. So we maintain some stock also, and we try to judge the market, how the market is right now trending, whether it's going to go up or it's going to come down. If it is going to come down, we will try to purchase more. If it is going to go up, we will hold the purchases.
Like that we do. As you said, you are maintaining inventory, right? So, you might have get some inventory gains or losses based on prices moving up and down. So what was that figure? Can you please give it?
A figure means figure for what exactly you are saying?
Like in basis terms with margins, with respect to margins.
No, as I told you, it doesn't affect much, not really.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from the line of Yogesh Bhatia from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Congratulations, sir, on very good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, you explained the opportunity size in the export market. Can you throw some light on the opportunity size in the domestic market? And, you know, who are our main competitors?
Yes, I think the domestic market, it's also going pretty well, mainly the pharma sector and agro and the specialty sector. These are the main sectors for us from where our business comes in. And other than those sectors, there is food sector, color industry, dyes industry also, where our equipments are quite used in good numbers also. Whatever the market is right now, it is going pretty good. Means I have seen an equal growth in the pharma sector and the agrochemical sector. Pharma are supposed to be on the higher side. Yes, I would say it is little bit on the downside, but still it has done pretty good. Means both are doing, and agro was a little bit unexpected. Means agro was slow, but still they are doing pretty okay, I would say, than what we expected. It will go much down, but still they are doing pretty okay. Not that down, because generally our customers are very big corporates. Like if you go in agro, we work for SRF, we work for PI. So these are big giants in agro. And in pharma also, specialty also, they're growing quite strongly now.
And sir, if I heard you right, you said that our total revenue could be 300 crores from the existing capacity that we have built.
Means the new facility which you are building right now, yes.
You're building right now. Okay.
Yeah. Because the simple answer is like the current facility itself generated a revenue of around 120, close to 125. And if you see our current facility, that current facility can hardly generate up to 50 to 60 CR only. But still, with all the problems we have faced, whatever we are doing, we have achieved that revenue what we have done right now. So with this new facility coming in, definitely we can end up achieving close to 300 CR.
Okay. And sir, one last question. What is usually the size of order that we get from different, customers? So, is it usually a couple of dryers, or how does that work?
No, it depends. Like suppose if it's a completely greenfield project, and then it's a complete big expansion. So the value will go hugely. And again, as I told you, there are two metals which we work in, like SS and Astro and exotic metal. Exotic metal is very costly. So suppose if we get exotic metal orders, then the order value will be very, very huge. Mm-hmm. And as I told you, the greenfield project will be again huge. But right now we are executing two good orders. One for a company in Aurangabad region, Harman Phenokain. So they have placed the order of around 15 crore.
Okay.
So it is for the expansion and for the existing project also. And from Biocon also, we have got a good order of around 4 to 5 crore for two of their plants. So yes,
multiple dryers, is it?
Yeah, multiple equipments. Yes, not just one equipment. Multiple equipments. Like Harman, it is around 20 equipments. Biocon, it's around 8 equipments. It's a combination of stainless steel and exotic metal equipments like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and other than that, there are many small customers who keep on placing one or two orders only.
Mm-hmm. So design is a very critical component in this.
Yes, definitely. Design is the most critical part in our equipment. So that is what our chairman told earlier that we are proud of. Design is our backbone. Because of that only we are able to reach to so many customers, and that customers have shown that faith in us, and that's why they have kept on coming back to us again and again every year too, and kept on pressing us orders.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best for your future.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Gurjeev Singh Anand, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Sir, I just have one question. The amount of funding which you have taken, what percentage of the funding will go for your capex and what percentage is going for your inventory buildup?
Capex, it will be going only around 10 crore. Rest of will be going for only our future purchases only.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Yoganj Jaiswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I on to this?
Yes, you are.
Hi, thank you, Rohan sir, for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions on the order book that you mentioned, about 70 crore order book. So, is it possible to share the figure of how much is it for equipment like CFVD or the Twistlock NFD, RVPD, which as per our understanding are higher value and higher margin products?
Yeah, the order book which is 70 crores right now, morely it will be NFDs only, filter dryers. I would say another 70 crores, 50 crores would be filter dryers.
Sorry, you're saying 15 crores would be 50 would be your normal ANFDs.
Yeah, filter dryers. Means filter dryers combining of stainless steel and exotic metals.
You just tell them the biode arrangement.
Yes. NFDs is having bayonet arrangement, definitely. And currently, I having a more of bayonet orders. Currently, to give a number, right now on the shop floor, we are executing bayonet orders of 15 numbers of Harman Phenokain. And 8 numbers from Biocon, those are also bayonet. And 2 of them are going to Aditya Birla Chemicals Thailand. Those are one of the world's biggest, largest bayonets manufacturer, which is of 4.5 meter dia.
Okay. So, sir, given that we have the order book of such good equipment, so other than the fact that we have paid down our vendors and we are getting a better deal, so other than the fact, will our margins improve because of these orders getting into execution in coming years?
Definitely our margins are margin. See, whatever EBITDA right now we have achieved, so similar to that range only we will be achieving. So that is going to help, that EBITDA will be achieved by because of this margins coming in right now.
Okay. So you mean to say the run rate that we saw of 28% kind of EBITDA margin, that is sustainable for the FY25 as well?
Not exact. 28 was the for the second half of the financial year last year, but if you see as to average, it was 20, right? So to that level, yes, 20 to 20, we will be trying to maintain. It will be constant.
Okay, understood. And secondly, coming down to your working capital, because that has been a bigger challenge in terms of technology and the product quality, we have always been superior, but our challenge in the past has always been managing the working capital requirements.
Yes.
If we look at our inventory levels, last 1 or 2 years it has gone to 300 plus days, while it used to be somewhere around 200-250 days.
Yes.
So now when we have such good capital raise, and we have good order books wherein we are getting orders of equipment that only we are making, or you know, higher value equipment. So going forward, how are we thinking of managing these inventory levels, probably getting some money from our clients up front, and how do we overall plan to manage this number? Because if we are trying to do 150 crore and then 200 crore subsequently, if we don't manage our inventory levels, then again we'll be back, you know, stuck in the same vicious cycle of, you know, working capital limitations.
Yes, correct. See, earlier, earlier what you told is correct. With the inventory cycles were huge, but right now all the funding coming in, the new space coming in, so we will bringing down our production cycles. Earlier production cycles were of around 7 to 8 months, close to 9 months also. So now production cycles will be of around 4 to 5 months only. So that is going to rotate our inventory. Earlier we used to rotate our inventory only 1 time or maximum 1.5 times only. Now our inventories will be getting rotated around 3 times. So that is going to bring down inventory ratios also. And also because of the funding coming in, earlier we were purchasing all the raw materials, all the bought outs on credit terms basis. So that's why the prices were a little bit on the higher side. So now all the funding coming in, all the purchases will be on immediate cash terms basis. So that the prices also will come down for the purchasing. So all these things are definitely going to help us to bring down our inventories. And just to give you a figure, the inventories will come down to at least less than 200 days in this year.
Okay, wonderful. And another problem that we have seen historically, for example, in our Bangladesh order, that we got a big order, we started executing, and then the client started to delay the pickup of those orders, and we were stuck with those inventories, and that created a lot of pressure.
Yes, last
going
year,
forward,
yes.
How do we plan to mitigate such risks, or is it part of the business and you can't do anything about it?
I would say it is a part of the business. Because see, those orders, even though they're delayed, but those were sure-shot orders, and we were not worried about whether we'll get the payment on time, because all those orders were against LC, and all the LCs were of Standard Chartered Bank. So we were least worried that whether we'll get the payments back or not. Yes, delays were there because of their end, the plants were not at ready in that condition to take the deliveries. So that was the only reason it got delayed. But other than that, payment-wise, we are not worried about that. And every year we see 3 to 4 customers doing like that. So it has become a trend, I would say. And you can't expect, because we have always seen that maybe an export customer or a domestic customer will do that. Because they also don't want to do it, but again, they also face some problems. That's why it happens.
Fair enough. And so, on the working capital, one last question. So if you see, despite a huge fundraise, our short-term borrowings have increased significantly. Why was that the case? Was it a timing issue and it has come back to normal levels now, or it's still the same as...
Sorry, short-term what?
Short-term borrowings, sir.
Short-term borrowings?
Yes. As per the March balance sheet, we have short-term borrowings of 53 crores, which was around 30 crores last year.
No, now it will be not a problem, because right now we are almost, we are debt-free now.
Debt-free.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, on CapEx, like you mentioned, second half it would be coming on stream, but I think the first round of fundraise was for CapEx primarily. So why is that getting delayed? Is land acquisition becoming a problem, or is some equipment setting up becoming a problem? What is the main reason?
Earlier it was a little bit took more time in land acquisition, but it's done now. Because we are in the industrial area of MIDC, so because of that the acquisition got little bit delayed, because the process was a little bit slow from their end. We were trying to push it, but still again, you know how they work. So because of that only, the acquisition got a little bit delayed.
Understood, sir. But now we hope everything is in place and by
yes, yes, it is already done now. In fact, the construction work has started now over there. Yes.
Great, sir. Sir, one last question and I'll get back in the queue. So we are seeing a lot of pressure in the chemical space, be it agrochems or the APIs of the world. So are we seeing some kind of slowdown in your order inquiries and order booking as well, or at the moment you see decent enough inquiries?
No. I would say we are getting a decent inquiry, decent bit of inquiries from most of the all the customers, whether it is agro or pharma. We are not seeing that a big dip in that. It's going pretty good. I'm saying now because every other day I see at least minimum 10 to 15 requirements coming on just my mail, on just my mailbox. Not even my sales team has to travel over or to any customer. Just on the mailbox I'm getting those requirements. Yeah.
All right. That's it from my side, sir. Congratulations to you and the team for a good number. And all the very best for coming courses.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Suresh Jain from SJ Investment. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Sir, my question is regarding your CapEx. Based on our last interaction, you had mentioned that it is expected to commission by June. Now it has got delayed further. Any particular reasons for that?
I just right now told it's mainly because of the acquisition.
So you said after that acquisition was completed, in fact you were supposed to commission by December or so. You had mentioned in March it should be ready by June, but now again it has got postponed. Are you confident that it would be ready by end of H1?
Yes. In fact, as I told, the construction work has started over there. You are invited. You can anytime come and see that with your own eyes, so that you can get that confidence. So it is right now going on. The construction work is going on. So definitely the next second half of this financial year, it will be ready.
Okay. No, because of this delay in the CapEx, that's why our turnover during FY24 was got limited to 120 crores or so. Is that understanding is correct?
Yes. Little bit, I would say. Yes, yeah.
Okay. But now that this new CapEx coming in, new shed, so you are saying that both the existing and the new one should be able to take you up to 300 crores, correct?
Yeah, by FY27, yes.
The timing I'm not asking, but what I'm saying is this capacity can provide you so much.
Yes, it can. This two facilities can generate that much of revenue, yes.
Okay. So now I know you have so much of time left, another 2.5 years or so, but I'm just asking, since you already have a target of reaching 300 crores, what is next after that? Have you started looking for any new land nearby or how you want to take up further, after reaching 300 crores?
Rohan, but really, we are not started looking into any new land as of now. We will see in coming 2 years how the market is going on, how the expansions are going on, and based on that, we will take our next call. Right now, we are just focusing how to improve our margins more and more. That is our main target now.
Okay. Sir, my second question is on the margin. You have mentioned that one of the reason is, the improvement in the buying pattern and,
yes,
reducing your production cycle and all that.
Yes.
What I want to know is this margins, you also said that there are more design component being involved. Now, the first two are now your streamlined. This having more of design and turnkey, projects getting order system. So what I'm asking is, will the coming order, whatever the new orders that are coming, so you keeping that in mind, you're, giving us a target of 20 to 22% EBITDA margin for FY25. Is that understanding is correct?
Yes, we are, yes.
Okay. Sir, and lastly, I know you have mentioned in spite of we are seeing some slowdown in API market as well as agrochemical, you said you are getting good inflow of orders. Are you mean to say this, the result of the current general election will not hamper our whatever 150 crore turnover target you have? I hope that will not affect, or is there any chance of that is getting?
No, it has not affected us. No.
No way it is going to affect us.
No.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Sriram Rajaram, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So the earlier participant had asked the question.
Can you speak a little bit loudly? Your voice is low.
Yeah, is it fine, sir?
Yeah, now it is okay.
Yeah. So, sir, earlier participant had asked a question regarding your products, and you had mentioned that your product range is like much higher than GMM or HLE with respect to dryers and filters. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, you are saying that a company like GMM or HLE has a lesser range, like you mentioned that 2 or 3 and you have 8 or 10 filters. So, I mean like... So, can you elaborate more on this? Because obviously a company like GMM, which is also making a glass line.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not audible. Can you repeat, please?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
GMM, HLE are more because...
I'm sorry, sir. You're sounding muffled now. We're not able to understand.
Hello?
No, sir, not really. Can you speak again?
Yeah, I'm able to hear you clearly.
Yeah, now it is fine, sir. Please go ahead.
I am saying that GMM and HLE, they are morely of glass and equipment manufacturers. So they are most of the revenue, if you see, it comes from those glass and equipment only and not from process equipments. So that's why they are not more into this process equipments. Whereas we are not into glass tanning, so we are more focused on process equipment. That is the reason we have a good range of products as compared to them.
And many of the
other dryers comes with lot of value added benefits.
Okay. So can you name few applications where they are not present? I'm just trying to understand
there's an equipment called plowshare mixer dryer that is not manufactured by GMM or HLE. Spherical dryer, yes, GMM is there, but GMM has to completely import those spherical dryers from their mother company. So the cost is huge for them. HLE has not yet started those kind of equipments in India. Then there is one more equipment called conical mixer dryer or Nota dryer, you can say. That is also not manufactured by GMM or HLE. Then there is a cantilever rotocon vacuum dryer. That is a new equipment which is manufactured by us. They don't manufacture those equipments. So these are few equipments which we are getting orders from. And there are many other equipments like a lot of blenders also we manufacture which they don't do. As I told, they are mostly concentrating in the glass line business. They are heavily occupied with those business mainly. And also recently what we started was a continuous dryer. That has still, till date, no one has been able to manufacture those equipment in India.
Okay. And sir, you didn't mention Kilburn as your competitor. So I'm just wondering.
No, Kilburn is into completely different kind of equipment. See, whatever dryers which we mentioned are all batch dryers. It's a batch system. Whereas Kilburn is into continuous drying systems. So right now we have management with a continuous dryer, but again the industry is different.
Okay. So Kilburn, you're saying, is into continuous drying.
Yeah, they are into continuous equipment. Yes, continuous drying.
And
yes.
You are into?
We are into batch equipment. These are all batch drives.
Okay.
Industry is completely different.
Got it.
So we don't compete with them anywhere.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Got it. All the best, sir.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Abhay Jain from Hem Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. I have just one question. Sorry if I missed anything. What is the situation of debt as of now? Are we a debt-free company or?
Yes, we are. We are not a debt-free company. Yes.
Okay, you are a debt-free company, right?
Yeah.
And sir, I have another question regarding the CapEx part. When are we expecting this CapEx to kick in?
Right now, we are doing the capex of only 10 CR, which will kick in mostly, I think, this right now. We are in May, probably by August.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for all this information.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prakash Lare, Chairman from BU Engineering, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And I think all the questions given by the all you people and Rohan has answered well. And I'm really happy that Rohan has very elaborated very nicely and to your all questions. And I'm very proud of him also, because the way he has explained. And I still one more thing and to add in that, see, we basically a design-based manufacturing company. This is very, very important. We are based a design manufacturing company. We know ins and out of this drying and the filtration system very well. So we know what is the required design purpose and all. So that is why my clients are coming more and more, taking their own problems, coming to the to us to solve their problem by way of equipment. And we design for that. So this is, once again, I'll really thank you to you. I would like to thank you all for taking the time out and attending this call. I'm also thankful to each member of our BU Engineering as well as our clients, creditors, bank, financial institution, and other stakeholders. For any further queries or information, please get in touch with us. Our investors relations team, thank you so much. Once again, thanks to all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of BU Engineering Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Man.